Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video, and me and Sam are going back to the old territory of gambling within gaming. And there's a very good reason for that. Over in the UK, we've had a notable case finally come to its conclusion. And that is, of course, the one about FIFA, not CSGO, as you might have expected. And the YouTuber called Nepenthes. Now, if you didn't follow the case, we've got a video already in the channel about it, which you can go and have a look at if you want. But Sam's really into his FIFA. He loves FIFA. He loves consoles. Right? Yeah, that's all of this. Let's just leave that in. Yeah, don't edit that out. Leave it in. So love Sam's consoles, really mate. Into his console. He loves consoles. He loves Halo.
Love Halo, to be fair.
Right? You love Halo. He loves FIFA. What else do they play on console? He loves Call of Duty. Loves all of that stuff. Yeah. He loves all of it, right? So Sam is our resident expert on this kind of thing. And can you refresh my memory about the kind of site that Nepenthes was running? Because if I understand it, it was like a pack opening site kind of thing.
Yeah, so like, know what CSGO sites do now, where like they make the case opening on their site? Right. So Valve doesn't see a penny. That's basically what they did with FIFA packs. So instead of buying packs through EA, you just go to the site and they buy it there. And whatever you open, I think you could cash out. Mm. So if you open a Messi, you could cash out a Messi and they'd somehow send it to you, or they give you the gold value, something like that.
Right, right. Yeah, but you can actually cash out. That's the key
thing.
Yeah,
I think so.
Right, okay. So this website had been going on for a while. And what's interesting was at the time, people were pointing out saying, yeah, we're not too sure about the legality of this. We used this guy's tweet in a previous video and he got upset about it for some reason. Unfortunately, a tweet's in the public domain, so we're going to use it again. But he was tweeted, this Nepenthes chat, multiple times by people saying, you need to watch yourself, you're on thin ice. And he was just like, let me worry about that. I'll worry about that. Well, he definitely didn't have to fucking worry about it, mate. Yeah, start worrying, because he went to court. And it's finally been reported in the BBC and The Guardian what happened. So just before we get to the kind of denouement, if you will, of this case, I'll give you some of the chronology of what happened here. So I think it was October the 14th last year, when the pair, because there was two people, it wasn't just Nepenthes, that's a chap called Craig Douglas, but there was the chap who was also named on the website, a co-defendant called Dylan Rigby. That was the guy who was kind of helping run the website business. I imagine they were doing a revenue share as well, you know, using Nepenthes' stature to promote the product. And obviously Dylan Rigby was kind of running the back end and that kind of thing. So they were charged specifically with promoting a lottery and advertising unlawful gambling through their YouTube channels. And October the 14th, in my old stomping ground, Birmingham Magistrates Court, that's where the actual Gambling Commission itself is based in the UK. They entered their pleas and the case was adjourned until February the 6th. Now, what happened there was they'd entered in pleas of not guilty. That was their initial stance, that they were going to plead not guilty. This was reported in multiple outlets on February the 2nd. People were going to expect that they were going to stand by this idea that they were not guilty of the charges that they were facing. And Nepenthes went out and did some YouTube videos. You know, the usual stuff you expect from YouTubers. I've tried to scam my fan base. I've broken the laws of the country in which I'm based, but have sympathy for me because I'm a nice guy, really. And, you know, we call that doing a T Martin now. But he said in a recent video that, you know, oh, I've got something coming up on Monday, the 6th of February, that could change my life and define my future. And he says in it, if you don't know, as if anybody didn't, if you don't know, Google Nepenthes court case. There's a probability that I won't be walking out of court on Monday morning, and that's scary. That's what he said in his recent vid. So anyway, it comes to the day of the 6th, and they changed the plea. Both Nepenthes and his partner Dylan Rigby changed their plea from not guilty to guilty. I don't know if this was under advisement of their counsel. I don't know if it was because there'd been some sort of what Americans might call a plea bargain, that they were told if they admit their guilt, they'll get diminished punishment. It won't be as great as if, you know, we have to find you not guilty. Guilty if you enter a plea of not guilty. I don't know the ins and outs of what happened. Haven't been able to ascertain that information, but he admitted it. So there was a report on the BBC here, which we've got, and it said that Douglas, 32, admitted a charge of being an officer of a firm that provided facilities for gambling without an operating license and a further offence relating to the advertising of unlawful gambling. Rigby pleaded guilty to two charges connected to the provision of facilities for gambling and a third offence linked to advertising illegal gambling. And this was at the point when they hadn't been sentenced. Now, according to the Gambling Act of 2005, this was actually an imprisonable offence. I couldn't believe this, Sam. They could have had up to 51 weeks in jail.
That could have been good. Right. I would have stopped that stone dead. No one else would be trying that shit anymore, would they?
It's like you can't have a sentence greater than a year, I think. So it was the maximum sentencing was 51 weeks in jail. And they could have had a fine along with that. So they, the judge goes away, deliberates. And here it is. This is the report on the updated report on the BBC as of 8 hours ago of recording this video. We deliberately waited until all the information had come in because it seemed pointless to make a video without the sentence in it, in case people were wondering why we hadn't released this sooner. So it turns out that Nepenthes has been fined £91,000. Which is $112,000. And Dylan Rigby, who was kind of running the website, he got £164,000. And this is what it says here. This is the reason why. Basically because of the span that he had 1.3 million subscribers on YouTube. This was factored into the sentence because obviously having that kind of reach, given the average age of the people involved, there were certainly some concerns about the kind of influence and who it was influencing to gamble. So they've released a statement now, the CEO of the Gambling Commission, Sarah Harrison. And this is the first time we've had a ruling of this nature in the UK. It sets precedent now that anyone engaged in this kind of gambling is liable to these kind of charges, and perhaps it won't be fines next time. Certainly, there are other people doing similar things based in the UK. We've all seen them. We all know they're out there. But this is what Sarah Harrison of the Gambling Commission had to say as a result of this. And you can see it's quoted in the BBC article as well. I think there's a PC Games N article by Kirk McKend, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is up there. And even The Guardian have updated this statement. So here you go. I'll read you Sarah Harrison's statement first of all. She said, It's one of the most serious cases the commission has investigated. Its gravity is reflected in the significant financial penalties imposed by the judge. The defendants knew that the site was used by children and that their conduct was illegal, but they turned a blind eye in order to achieve substantial profits. The effect on children of online gambling was rightly described by the court as horrific and serious. All websites offering gambling facilities in Britain must be licensed. It is the only way in which children and vulnerable people can be protected. This case demonstrates that we will use the full range of our statutory powers to investigate and prosecute individuals and companies who try to operate illegally. So there you have it. That was the statement there. And indeed, Sam, I believe in the, was it in The Guardian where they had the more anecdotal evidence about the, was it one child had lost, like, how much was it in a day?
£589, I think it was. I can't find the quote right now. I think it's in the BBC.
Okay. But so they included. I'm intrigued.
Oh
by
no,
that.
Yeah, it is The Guardian. So one 14-year-old boy lost £586 in one day.
So that's, I mean, that's a fair whack, isn't it, for a 14-year-old?
Yeah. Where's the 14-year-old kid getting £600 from? He must be hustling his tits off.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Now, because of some of the misrepresentation of the finances in the court case, this is how they arrived at these fines. The initial costs were going to be $150,000 and $75,000, but then they also added on some extra amounts. So it was costs plus the fine that they came to in total. And one of the reasons they had this, as I said, is because apparently they hadn't been honest about their finances. This site had generated profit, this is just profit, of £96,000 between July 2015 and February 2016. So, I mean, you can do the math yourself and work out what it would have made annually had this not been intervened with. Now, the district judge, Jack McGarver, who passed the sentences, said the aggravating features of these offences are they were committed over a relatively long period of about 6 months. Children were gambling on your site. It's impossible for me to know how many or the effect on them. In my opinion, both of you were aware of the use of the site by children and the attractiveness of it to children. At the very least, you both turned a blind eye to it. And indeed, this is where the judge decided to drop the ban hammer, and I'm very surprised didn't issue jail time, because there's also a video of Nepenthes where he talks about the gambling and completely misrepresents the law to try and entice people to use the service. And this was shown to the court. And he said, you don't have to be 18 for this, because this is a virtual currency. So with that alone, he loses any basis on which to say, I didn't know children were gambling. I didn't want children to gamble. You have enticed under 18s to gamble. You have actively encouraged it. So
the thing is, that isn't even what fucked them, right? Remember the big, when we did a video last time, we were like, what the fuck? He actually accepts betting on Premiership football games.
Yeah, that too.
That is what wrecked them. I think if they'd just stayed with the openings, no one would have really cared. This motherfucker was just straight being a bookie, like thinking, nah, sound. This is sound.
Mm. So, quite interesting. The website, which was called Foot Galaxy, was also described in the court as parasitic. So, you can see where this is going to lead to. I think all of this stuff has been put out there now, and we've got this precedent. So, you can see that Nepenthes did come out after the fine was issued. I imagine very relieved not to have gone to jail. And on Twitter, he said, I owe a huge apology to my family and close friends for putting them through this process and appreciate all those that stood by me. I think you might also owe an apology to all of the kids, all of the parents of the kids, you know. But I guess perhaps you can be forgiven for not immediately thinking about them, because it's not like you did at any other point in your career either. So there you have it. So we've got our first ruling now about this gambling with virtual currency, gaming gambling in the UK. And I imagine it's going to lead to more things. But we shall have to wait and see. Obviously, a lot of people still ask about updates about the other notable cases. It's the same old story. Litigation takes a long, long time, especially with class action suits. And we will certainly update you as soon as we have any more information. But for now, this story has come to an end. You can all go have a good laugh at Nepenthes. He's dodged a bullet, in my opinion, but it was a very expensive one. So there you have it. Thanks very much for watching this, and we will catch you on the next video.